Victor knows the fine details of insuring firms like yours. For over 60 years, Victor has provided outstanding service and broad, flexible, and innovative professional liability solutions to engineering firms and ACEC members. As a Victor insured, you have access to free, on-demand continuing education courses, automated contract reviews, and endless risk management tools and resources to help manage projects and grow your business. Visit www.victorinsuranceus.com/ACEC to learn more. Welcome to Engineering Influence podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies, sponsored by Victor Insurance Managers, one of the largest and most experienced underwriting managers of professional liability and specialty insurance programs in the world. And want to pick up kind of where we left off a little bit earlier with Mitch Joel, who was our first keynote speaker of the convention. And to do that, I'm very pleased to welcome back Chris Grindler. He is our ACEC marketing director, come on board about it was right before the spring conference,
during fall conference.
The spring conference, yes. right before the virtual one. So this is your first in-person thing.
It is, and it's a great experience. It's great meeting all the members and seeing the event and being in person. It's been a while.
Yeah, I know, right? It's been a while. What do you think? I mean, you know, coming in to the group, to the organization with kind of this mandate, this broad mandate, you know, to take us and kind of position us in a more digital forward way, in a more, I guess, poised for more data, like the insights that he was talking about, the big data, collecting that, using that. You know, where do you see the opportunities for engineering as far as you've seen so far in your exposure with it?
Yeah, I think so far, I think Mitch made a good point when you talk about data, right? There's big data and then there's small data, and you don't really want to get caught up in all of the massive data that's out there. Now, it may be different from a firm-to-firm level based on what your objectives are, but cut up the data that you find useful, that you can have actionable takeaways with, things that matter. From, you can look at KPIs, but other things that really drive the business, because it's easy to get taken down little rabbit holes and taken away from the focus of what you're trying to do with the data.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the thing. It's you know, when you start talking about data, you get freaked out because it's like, where do you start? And you have to look at your goals and then move back and then start from there and then decide exactly what are you going to track and then figure out how are you going to track that and use it.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. And getting that process in place, and if you can automate it, you're ahead of the game, right out of the blocks. If you have the technology, as was mentioned during the keynote, find technology, invest in that technology that can help to take your business forward, and try to do it, try to simplify it as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, right? It's not so mysterious if you actually break it down to understandable bits. It's like, how do you eat an elephant, right? So you have small steps, and then you can start actually getting somewhere.
Right. Yeah. You can't tackle it all in one fell swoop. It's an investment. It takes time, but you have to chart out what that looks like moving forward to make it work.
You know, what do you think is probably the biggest driver right now? I mean, the Facebook, the situation with Facebook, you know, outside of really what we do, of course, from the association space, is mainly the political commentary and all that. It seems like Facebook is taking a dive, and we don't really see the metrics there. I mean, our users, our viewers, really don't go to Facebook much anymore. I mean, if you're a company out there, where do you think is the best place to invest your time and energy from a social media standpoint to try to make an impact?
I think that's a great question. I think it depends upon your business. So where are, as you said, with ACEC, we see that Facebook isn't really the driver. So if LinkedIn is the driver, how can you get in front of your customers and potential customers on LinkedIn? Not just, you know, talking necessarily about your business, but sharing stories, having interviews, videos, and taking those thoughts, packaging them up, and just, you know, dropping them in and starting to share your story. It's all about storytelling, having potential customers and current clients understand your perspectives and where your expertise lies. And it's not through telling, you really need to show it.
Yeah. Right?
You really need to show what you have and the value you can bring.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. You know, there's a criticism, of course, with modern a lot of modern movies, you know, it's they're telling me, they're not showing me. And you know, a really good movie when it's show, don't tell, right? You have a message, you have an objective. Tell the story that actually gets you to that point of having it crystallized in the viewer's mind. Don't just go out and have set of bullet points to just get there. Build a narrative.
Absolutely. And it's not just a one-shot deal. You have to continue it, right? Mm-hmm. So you have a great piece of content, you drop it on a LinkedIn. It's like, okay, where do we go next? You have to continue to build the conversation, build your brand, and just keep moving. So again, mm-hmm. small steps, kind of like with the data, right? You just have to start somewhere and keep moving with it.
Absolutely. Well, there's going to be a lot more to talk about. I mean, I think that once we get back into our, you know, once we get back in some form or fashion to the office, we should start doing like a regular thing where we talk about like trends in marketing. We start, you know, talk about what our firms, you know, member firms can do. But this is a good start. I think Mitch was a great, you know, presenter to kick off the conversation. So.
Absolutely.
So, Chris, again, you know, if you see Chris walking around the floor, stop, you know, say hello, fist bump, you know, don't shake his hand, but fist bump, a little COVID. But Chris is great. He's been really transforming the face of ACEC, and we want to keep that pace going. And Chris, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
And again, this has been Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies, brought to you by Victor Insurance Managers. We'll see you again real soon. See you, everyone.